Another edition of the End Zone Podcast, a late night edition of the End Zone Podcast with me and my co-host Christian Castain. My name's Eric Jensen, of course. We both write for Pro Sports Fandom. Wow, that was a weird intro.
That was the weirdest intro.
Certainly was. Perhaps because it's late. But, you know, I didn't want to put this off till tomorrow because there's so much football takery.
But you did say late night podcasting is the best podcasting.
Late night podcasting is the best podcasting. It produces the most genuine emotion. That's, you know, how they say in a football game, like, prime time coming out and you play.
Correct.
Same thing with podcasting. We have so much to get to, though. Let's stop bullshitting and let's get right to it. And let's just get to the game that just ended.
Greatness.
And I'll just let you start, Chris.
Well, it was what I predicted what happened. I mean, I'm just being serious. I figured the Dolphins would win that football game. So, and I said a couple of reasons why. One was because of the Gronk injury, and then two, it was being played at Miami. But Tom Brady doesn't have a great record in Miami, nor does he normally play well in Miami. So, I mean, Jay Cutler had a great game, though. I mean, three touchdowns, completed nearly 70% of his passes. That was a pretty great day by Jay Cutler. I'm not shocked that it happened. Like I said, I predicted it, so it was kind of... I'm sure you're shocked, but I'm not at all.
Yeah, I am actually pretty shook by this. I just didn't... I don't know. I guess I didn't expect...
Oh my gosh.
I'm just at a loss for words. I mean,
You're disappointed because the Dolphins might win more football games.
Does this change your opinion on the Patriots at all?
No, to be honest, I still think they're gonna go to the AFC Championship. Even if they'd have to lose for them to change my opinion, they would literally have to lose out and then somehow Tom Brady get injured. That's the only way I'm changing my opinion. Up till then, I still think the New England Patriots are going to at least the AFC Championship, if not the Super Bowl. I think, which we'll talk about the Steelers in a minute, what was impressive. That's going to be a huge fight for that home field advantage.
Right. Well, yes, indeed, an impressive win by the Dolphins. Congratulations to them and their fans.
Congratulations to them going 9-7. The start to going undefeated for the rest of the regular season.
Who do they have for the rest of the regular season?
Bills twice and the Chiefs.
That's not out of the realm of possibility. I'll give you that. They might go 9-7. They might go 9-7.
And they might have more wins than the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, they might. Or they might have the same amount.
Yep, and the Dolphins have the tiebreaker, which means I would technically get our bet. There would be no sweet tea.
Well, you see, that's not the way. I never agreed to that tiebreaker.
Well, they have the same record. The Dolphins won that football game.
We're not having this discussion right now. We can't delve into this rabbit hole. There's too much to talk about.
We won't.
Cleveland and Green Bay. Just quickly touching on this. Cleveland nearly won. Green Bay came back at the last second. Brett Hundley did just enough. And then you suddenly look at the Packers and you say, all right, Aaron Rodgers is most likely coming back next week. You'll know for sure tomorrow. And because of major QB injuries in the NFC that we'll get to a little bit later, you suddenly think, hey, look, Packers are right back in it for the playoff chase. What did you think about this game?
Well, the Browns did what the Browns do. I mean, I'm not saying that They should have won that football game. I mean, they played well enough for three quarters to win that football game, but Deshaun Kizer, being the rookie he is, just threw up a pass in overtime, and it got intercepted, which that pass lost him that football game. I think of all, he had a great game in general, but you can't do that in overtime if you're looking to win a game. I think that was their game to win, but do we want to go ahead and talk about the Packers now?
I mean,
or do we want? Oh, wait, I didn't know if we wanted to do Packers and Browns. Because okay. I was just talking about the Browns.
Well, we can talk about both at the same time, I think.
Okay. As far as the Packers go, they stay alive for their playoff chances, which are very slim, I think. I think Minnesota is probably... I know Minnesota has a clinched division, but they're not losing out. They're going to probably win that game and win the division. And
yeah, look, I don't think they're going to make it as a division
team. And which is the only reason we're talking about the Packers now. I mean, is do we think they're going to go to the playoffs at all? Because besides that, this game's useless to talk about. We're wasting our time. But I do think there's a chance Aaron Rodgers comes back, leads them to a couple victories, and we're talking about them up to the end, in the end of the season. But for me, they have too many losses. I don't really want to get into the game because to me, that game was quite meaningless. There's nothing in that game that's going to tell me something that I didn't know about Green Bay because when Aaron Rodgers comes back, everything changes. Everything changes. This is nothing. I mean, it was a good win for but it was the win they had to have. I mean, it was a must win. I mean, they won the must win. I don't have a whole lot to say about the Packers. Besides, I think Aaron Rodgers will eventually come back and get them close, but they'll fall short.
The next game we'll talk about here, just to quickly, I don't know if you
what
saw
are your thoughts on it?
On the Packers?
Yes.
After that game. I've made my thoughts pretty clear on the Packers. I think that they're a playoff team, but I want to see what Aaron Rodgers can do next week. If they beat the Panthers, I'm convinced they're probably a playoff team. But we should move on to just really quickly. Did you watch any of the snow game?
I watched the overtime that towards the end when they turned one game off to turn it back on or turn on the snow game.
I don't know. I just thought it was cool looking.
It was people, like, did you see the pictures?
Yeah, they're so cool. Like, people who say the football should be played inside, like, I don't want to be your friend. Like, just let's go play some snow football at least once a year. I love snow football.
Yeah, that was like the one game that's the snowiest game of the year, I think. Unless you go into Green Bay towards January and there's a snow, like it's really snowy or something, but besides that, or Chicago, you're not really going to see another snowy game like that. That was something else. Especially this early, I mean, that was, I thought that was a pretty interesting game, to be honest. Of course, that game came straight down to the end, overtime, final 2 minutes.
The Adam Vinatieri kick that looked like it was going to miss, but he hooked it back in, is one of the most amazing kicks I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that kick.
Oh. Either way, I'll have to send you a video. Either way, though, two teams going nowhere. I just wanted to mention the snow game.
I don't know. Maybe the Bills. I mean, there's reason to talk about. There's a little bit of a reason to talk about the Bills.
You think that the Dolphins will win out?
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's reason. So, there's reason to talk about them. I'm picking the Dolphins before I pick the Bills, but that's not the point. The point was is the Bills have a chance with them playing the Dolphins. Right. We've seen the Dolphins be extremely inconsistent before the last two games. I'm just saying that. Maybe. I mean, I don't say this game's quite meaningless, so if we're talking about playoffs. But let's move on.
I just like snow football, so let's move on. Seattle and Jacksonville. not snowy at all down in Jacksonville, but the scoreline doesn't do this game justice. The Jacksonville Jaguars absolutely whacked the Seattle Seahawks. Like, it says they only won by 6 points, yes, but there was a point of this game where Seattle was down 14-30. So, you know what I mean? Like, this is a misleading scoreline, and it just provides more confusion for the Jaguars, because we've said, you know, Blake Bortles can't play in these big games, and oh look, here's Blake Bortles coming and having a great game in one of these big games. So this just confuses me, honestly, even more about the Jaguars. Leonard Fournette had a great day. That's a key for them. If they can get Leonard Fournette running well and Blake Bortles playing average and that defense, like, I don't know, dude. Like,
I hate to tell you, like, okay, so I hate to say I predicted something, but I don't want to say I predicted it, but I knew this was coming. The Seattle Seahawks defense is not what y'all, like, and I've received backlash for saying this, but this defense isn't as good. There's too many key pieces missing. And then, of course, you got Bobby Wagner goes out. That makes it even more of a stretch. So, I know I said this before the Bobby Wagner injury, but I meant it even. I didn't care if Bobby Wagner's in. I don't think their defense was the same. I don't take this game as 100%, I guess, serious like some people do. Like, because the Jacksonville Jaguars have been so wacky this season. Like, some days they'll have a great game, some days they don't. This was played at home. This was in front of their home field. I don't know. What do you, as far as the injury take goes, and the Seahawks injury take, would you agree with that? That this
yeah.
is they're not
it,
it, they want they
want finally it finally caught up with them for sure. But I think it's also a product of the Jacksonville offense being a lot better than we give them credit for.
Yeah, but we've seen them, like,
I know. I feel you too. Let's play a little game here that I like to call the End Zone Podcast tries to decide what the Jacksonville Jaguars are, and it feels like we do this every week, but we're going to do it again. So, just a series of yes or no questions, and we're just together, you and me, two very different football perspectives are going to figure out what this team is. Okay, first of all, is this team a playoff team? I'm going to say yes.
Only they have nine wins. They're going to be a playoff team.
Okay.
No doubt.
Next question. Are they the best team in their division, and will they win their division? I'm going to go yes on both counts.
Gosh. Are they the best team in their division? Yes. Will they win the division? Probably. I'm a little more hesitant than you sounded, but I'm going to say yes.
I don't know. Just after what the Titans did this week against, like,
The Titans are another team to talk about, because that, I don't know. The Titans are even more unpredictable than the Jaguars are.
I watched a little bit of that game. That game was embarrassing. So that's why I said the Jaguars are going to win the division.
Which is fair. I understand.
Here's the next question. Let's assume they're going to be a wild card team. This team wins a playoff game?
Depends on who it's against. Like, you can't tell me if it's not a wild card and they're playing like the Patriots or the Steelers. No, they're not winning a game.
No. I'm talking. Let's just talk first round. Let's just talk first round of where they are right now. They're the 3 seed. So as it stands today, they will play the 6 seed, which currently is the Buffalo Bills, but won't stay that way, of course. But let's assume the Jacksonville Jaguars play the sixth seed, who will probably be the Baltimore Ravens.
Or whoever. Whoever the sixth, if they're playing the sixth seed, yes, they're going to win a wild card game. I don't care. The only team that I think could have a chance is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
I think if so,
there's a scenario.
I'm just going to make this clear. As far as the Jaguars' chances of winning a playoff game, if they're not playing the Patriots or the Steelers, I'm going to say yes. I was going to make that a little more clear.
Okay, I'm going to say something kind of crazy here.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And you have a tendency to blow things out of proportion, so I'm going to be very clear. If I squint my eyes just enough, if I think about it hard enough, and I look at it hard enough, if the Jacksonville Jaguars somehow end up playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the divisional round, there is a chance, a slim chance, but I think the Jaguars could go to the AFC conference game. It's a slim chance, very slim, like very, very slim. But I don't know if you feel the same way, but I just feel like if they're playing hot, if they play like they played today, if they get consistent down the stretch, they obviously aren't a Super Bowl team, but I think they could go to the AFC conference game.
It depends on how it's all seeded. Oh my goodness.
Like, I don't think it's impossible.
I just think the chances, I would say
they're slim, but
it's under 10%. They're probably
a little more than that, Mr. Percentages.
I think it's about 10% to give you a kind of an estimate. I just don't see it.
All right, moving on to our next game to talk about,
yep,
which is the Chiefs. But first, our sponsor today is Percentages.
Oh my
gosh! I've
known
a lot that Chris has been very into Percentages these last few weeks. He made some polls about Percentages. He's been quoting Percentages a lot on the show, so I think it's only fair that we give some love to Percentages, Chris. So thanks, Percentages, for sponsoring this show. Moving on to our next game, the Chiefs won, but you watched this game, Chris, barely. What did you think about the Chiefs? I didn't see this game.
I didn't see that game either. I don't know where you got that from, but as far as the Chiefs go, I saw the Chiefs were the Chiefs because here's the thing. Through three quarters, they played well, and then in the fourth quarter, the Oakland Raiders won that quarter 15-0. I thought it was what we've seen. I just didn't think they choked as hard as they have been recently. But all in all, I thought it was a pretty good win. It kind of concerns me that they keep on doing this in the fourth quarter. They keep on giving up these huge leads and letting the teams come back. Because to be honest, I know the score said 15-26 or whatever, but it was felt closer than that because the Oakland Raiders had two more chances beyond the 50 to score a field goal or a touchdown. It felt closer than 26-15. It's just I guess you have to give the defense credit because they didn't allow it, but that's completely unacceptable. How are you keep on scoring 0 points in the fourth quarter? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, my opinion of the Chiefs doesn't change a whole lot after this game, and frankly, I mean, they're a little bit disappointing to talk about, but they have a big game this week against the Chargers where, essentially, if they win the game against the Chargers, they've locked up the division. So, it's a good win for the Chiefs. They put the Raiders really out of the playoffs, and you move on, to to our next game.
What
do you got to say?
The Chiefs, I agree with you, the Chiefs do pretty much lock up the division, which we want to really save this for the preview, which we're Saturday night game, but I think I agree, even though the Chargers are favored by 1.5, I think if the Chiefs win this game, they've won the division, and the Chargers are they're going to struggle to make the playoff.
Yep. Moving on to, well, not yet, because I don't think the Chargers are going to struggle this fast. But,
at 9-7. Oh my gosh.
Let's move on to the Panthers.
You said you didn't want to move on yet.
Well, I went back because I said I agree with you on the Chiefs momentarily, but then I forgot that I'm all in on the Chargers. So I was like, wait, I don't agree on the Chiefs because I think the Chargers can win it. So that's why we moved on. So okay. That's why we came back for a second. The Panthers, a big win against the Vikings. The running game really did the Vikings in this game. Case Keenum didn't play awful, but there are two really big weaknesses for this team. The Vikings have lost three offensive linemen in the past few weeks, and it's really starting to show. And when their offensive line imploded last year, they kind of imploded as well. And the fact that, as you said on Friday's show, their running game kind of disappeared behind no offensive line. So there's a little bit of a cause for concern for the Vikings right now, but with a certain injury, which I guess we might as well not. I mean, we'll get to it at some point, but Carson Wentz unfortunately tore his ACL, so if you... This is a very... The NFC just got that much more interesting in the fact that if the Vikings can basically win, I believe, like, three more games or even two of their last four, I think they can get the number one seed.
They only have three games left. They're playing the Bengals, and then they're at Green Bay, and then they play Chicago at home.
That's a good shot to like lock up the first seed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's kind of save the Eagles' thoughts for like towards the end because we have a few extra minutes to talk about the Eagles, and we'll talk about that one seed then. But I really want to talk about Minnesota during this time period. For me, that game didn't tell me a whole lot. You're going to have games where you struggle. It was at Carolina. To be honest, I'm kind of going to let this one go because of the situation. And for goodness sake, they won 8 in a row up to now. I can't get on them about this one. I'm not shocked. You're going to lose football games. It's bound to happen. I know we always kind of over-exaggerate one loss, but I'm not going to this time, to be honest. I know, and this is one of the few times I actually say that, and I actually stick to it, but I'm not going to over-exaggerate this loss. This loss doesn't mean a whole lot to me. They played a legit Carolina team, a team that's a lot to make the playoffs, in my opinion. I have no problems with this loss. Besides, the run game was... I didn't like the run game, which I kind of thought if they were able to hold that back, if they were able to hold that back, I thought they had a chance. If you put the game in Case Keenum's hands, will he falter? And he kind of did.
Well, he didn't have an awful stat line, actually. He didn't make any killer mistakes. He played relatively well. I wouldn't say he necessarily faltered.
I don't mean necessarily all the way faltered, but I mean he didn't put up the numbers that we've seen him put up, four touchdowns, 300 yards.
Well, he nearly put up 300 yards and two touchdowns. This loss was not on Case Keenum. He played really well.
No, but I mean that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Case Keenum had to play. I thought he had to play a very great game, which I'm looking at now. He had two touchdowns and two interceptions, 280 yards. that's pretty good, but you kind of, two interceptions against that defense when your running game isn't that great. I'm not shocked. I'm really not. I thought Case Keenum had to play a very good game. And when I say very good, I mean like one interception or no interceptions. Three touchdowns or you're not going to win that game.
Right. Moving on to the next game, the Cowboys and the Giants. I just have an interesting take here. I know I say all these teams in the NFC can make the playoffs, but if you look at the Cowboys' schedule, the Cowboys, they didn't play great through three quarters, but they found a way to turn it on in the four and win this game 30-10. And it's a long shot for sure, and a lot of things have to go wrong for the Cowboys to get in. But down the stretch, watching this Cowboys team is going to be very interesting because they have the Raiders, the Eagles, and the Cowboys, and the Eagles without Carson Wentz. It's slim, and if this team finishes 10-6, and the Packers finish 10-6, the Packers have the tiebreaker, so they will get in. So basically, the Packers would have to lose, and the Dallas Cowboys would have to win out, and a lot of and. The Falcons or Panthers would have to lose two games, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, and this is one of these teams that I don't think will make the playoffs, but I think the Cowboys are kind of fun to watch.
Well, I want to, you say that there's a slim chance. I think it's getting higher by the day, because I think their chances of winning out are getting higher by the day. You look at it, Carson Wentz out for the season. I think they have a better chance of winning that game. The Seattle Seahawks, the defense is absolutely demolished as an injury.
And they get Zeke back for that game.
Well, yes, that's true. But the defense is actually demolished in, as an injury. I don't mean they're demolished as in they're bad. I mean they're injured. They're really injured now, especially Bobby Wagner. And I don't know if anybody's heard a report about him. If you have, let me know in a minute. But, and the Raiders are just bad. They're not a good team. I'm sorry, but they're not. They're not. I think the Cowboys will go in and win that game. I honestly think they'll win out. I do think they'll win out. The Carolina Panthers are going to be in. I know we kind of saved a few minutes on that, so I'm going to kind of just go dive into this real quick. And then, of course, you have that last spot. I don't think Green Bay's going to win out. Seattle's obviously probably not going to win out. Dallas looks like I could make it.
One of these teams can't make it. The Saints, the Falcons, and the Panthers.
The Saints are a lock.
And you have said in the past that all three of those teams will make it, and you've been pretty strong on saying the Falcons and Panthers are going to make it, even going as far as saying the Panthers are a lock.
Carolina's a lock. I'm on that. It's the Atlanta one that I'm not sure about. Hold on a second. Let me go into this real quick. If Atlanta wins two of their next three games, then we're talking about this for nothing. But, I mean, it's possible. You play Carolina, and then you play New Orleans. I'm just not. Atlanta's one of the teams they could rise up and win the division. They still have a great chance to win their division, but at the same time they could lose.
Cowboys have a great chance to make the playoffs
because I think there's a good opportunity that. And I'm sure
if they win out, so many things have to go their way.
Not really, because Green Bay loses another game. I think they're out. I think Seattle's out with the injury. I think they're going to lose enough games to be out. Detroit, Detroit.
No arguments, Beth.
And it's Dallas or Atlanta. I mean, Dallas, Atlanta, New Orleans. I'm picking.
Here are the three major contenders in my eyes for that final playoff spot.
Yes.
The Falcons, the Panthers, the Packers, the Saints. I just can't pick the Cowboys over the Falcons, the Saints, and the Panthers. Like, well, all three of those teams are better teams.
Well, here's the thing. I know they're probably better teams, but the schedule for Atlanta is kind of tough.
Not really.
New Orleans and Carolina? They're not tough?
But think about it here. They've got Tampa Bay that's an easily winnable game.
They'll probably win that.
I'm on the playoff predictor thing that you so graciously gave me. If the Saints win, they're still in. If they win against either the Saints or the Panthers, they're in. If they lose both those games for some reason, they're out. But if they win one of those two games, they're in the playoffs. And I just don't see them losing both of those games.
I don't see them losing both games either. But I still see that there's a good opportunity that they do, because Atlanta's one of them teams. The winner of the NFC is in the playoffs anyway. So, say New Orleans wins it, this is between, I think Carolina's a lock for that fifth seed or fourth seed, either one. And then you have Atlanta or Dallas. That's tough. I mean, that's tough to choose from, because you have a 10-6 Dallas team, and you have to count on Atlanta to win two more games and go 10-6. And of course, Atlanta has all these tiebreakers. I think there's a good chance either could happen. Which one's more likely? Atlanta going to the playoffs is more likely, but I'm not counting out the Dallas Cowboys yet.
Moving on to our next game, the Rams and the Eagles. The biggest news out of this game, Jared Goff tore his ACL. The Eagles did win the division, however, so now we gotta ask ourselves here, the Eagles, what is the Eagles' ceiling? If we say nothing, they're gonna lose in the first round. That kind of discounts the point that Case Keenum came in and has played very well with really good pieces around him. I kind of see that happening in Philadelphia, if you know what I mean. Like, Case Keenum has so many weapons in Minnesota that he's been able to overcome the fact that he's Case Keenum. I think the same things could kind of happen in Philly with Nick Foles. What do you think the Eagles' overall ceiling is? They don't have a tough schedule to end the year. The Giants, the Raiders, and the Cowboys. They'll probably lose to the Cowboys, as we said. But the Giants and the Raiders, those are good. Those are easy wins, even without Carson Wentz for the Eagles.
I think, which I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask you what you truly think will happen in a minute. But I think, to be honest, if I'm really, really, if I dig deep down and say what I really think, I don't think they win a playoff game, to be honest. I think they come close. I think they come up short. But I don't think they win a game, to be honest. It depends on who the opponent is. And to be honest, I don't think with Nick Folk they could beat anybody that's going to be in the NFC playoff. I don't. And I don't think they'll get the number one seed. There's a chance, I mean, with the schedule being easy peasy to me, that the Raiders, that's a win. Getting that win against the Rams was huge for the Eagles. I will say that there's a good possibility they could be the number one seed.
I'll go even farther. They have to lose two of these games to not be the number one seed. I think they're a lock to be the number one seed.
Well, the only reason, Nick Folk, I don't know. Nick Foles.
It's not necessarily Nick Foles for me. It's who Nick Foles is playing.
Right. Nick Foles, yeah. For me, I just don't know. I think the difference between, you have that situation in Minnesota with Case Keenum, but Case Keenum's had the whole season to to get into the system. I think he's had more time than Nick Foles has. I think that's going to come back and bite eventually. I'm not saying it's going to bite now, but I'm not sure when it will. That's my problem.
I think that the Eagles, they're going to be a great regular season team, and they're going to they're going to be the number one seed. I think you're right. I think they're going to lose whoever they play in the playoffs. But this is a bummer that Carson Wentz had to go down. Like, we've lost so many great quarterbacks this year, and it just makes, like, it basically, it's like, going back to the Patriots, they lost tonight, but, like, all these Patriots fans on Twitter being like, oh my god, we lost to the Dolphins, like, who cares? Like, you have zero, like, there's zero competition for them right now, in my opinion, in the National Football League.
Pittsburgh.
From what we saw after the Vikings. But Pittsburgh's Pittsburgh.
The reason why Pittsburgh is competition now is they're a complete game ahead of the Patriots, and that's gonna make a big difference when it comes down to it. Well, I mean, we all know it's gonna come down to this weekend in Pittsburgh. That's what it's gonna come down to. To be honest, I know people are like, oh, why? It's not gonna happen. Who's gonna beat Tom Brady? Blah 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 blah.
Stop. Let's give the Rams their due. The Rams played a football game. Jared Goff.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to New England.
the Rams. The Jared Goff. Like, people didn't notice this for some reason, but their last drive was a 4-and-out and was very, like, I don't know. It didn't look good for them. But for the most part of this game, they played pretty well. So, I mean, I think right now they have to be considered the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah, you have several options, though. There's so many teams that are nearly complete in the NFC. It's going to come down to the wire. It's going to come down to each game in the playoffs. Who gets a good advantage in those games? The Rams look like the more... I think the Rams are going to be a better regular season team than they will be a playoff team, kind of like you said about the Eagles. I do think that, but I would think it's tough. I'm not going to decide today who I think the favorite is. We'll save that for another day or another time when we have more time, but I want to go back to Carson Wentz's injury. That sucks. That just sucks that it happened. I don't know how we got to the New England discussion through that, but
now New England really has, like,
no. Oh, yeah. I do remember now. That sucks. Because there's so many injuries this year. There's been way too many injuries, and there was a debate on Twitter about it. There was at least 20 players, 20 star players that were injured or out for or suspended. Most of them were injured. 90% of them were injured. Since you like call me Mr. Percentages, I'm gonna start using more percentages. this has been a rough season for the NFL, and in general with everything, this has been a rough season. And to add Wentz to the injury list, Tom Brady's the runaway MVP. That's what this means. Tom Brady, and I know people give me backlash on this, like, who's going to win, blah, blah, blah. Tom Brady's a lock to win the MVP. It's going to happen. It's 100%. You might as well have the MVP ceremony tomorrow because that's who's winning it. Wouldn't you agree? Like, there's no competition for Tom Brady.
That's a good segue, because I think there is, and I think he plays in Pittsburgh, and I think he's under the radar, and I think it's Antonio Brown, because I know it's crazy, but just hear me out. Like, yes. First of all, I'll say yes. I think Tom Brady is the favorite right now. But I don't think it's crazy to say that Antonio Brown should be considered an MVP candidate. Like, his stats are insane, and he wins them the game pretty much every single week.
I think it's...
You think it's Tom Brady, right?
I think Brown should be considered, but in the end, I think he's going to have a 2,000-yard season. He's 500 yards away, and I know stats shouldn't matter, but they do. I think in the end, it comes down to stats, because whoever has the best stats is going to be the MVP when it comes down to it, for the most part.
All right, moving on. You ruined my segue, by the way. I was going to say Antonio Brown should be the MVP, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
Patriots, Steelers, Ravens, but thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
I have a lot of thoughts on this game. Oh, by the way, let's just quickly recap the Chargers, Redskins. You totally doubted that the Chargers were going to be able to stay in this game, and they absolutely wiped the floor.
I didn't say they would stay in the game. I just didn't think they'd win the game. I didn't expect the Washington Redskins to be that bad. There's not much to talk about. There's nothing to talk about there.
So moving on, Steelers, Ravens. Through about, I don't know, this told me like not enough, because the Ravens defense is injured and it's not as great as it used to be, but their offense the past 2 weeks has scored 80 points. And you know, I feel like the offense is, I don't know. I feel like the Ravens, you know how back in the day the Ravens used to be this team that would go into playoffs hot and then be one of these Ravens teams that might go into like New England and upset the Patriots? That's how I thought about this Ravens game, and then like the last 5 minutes happened, you know?
I didn't watch this game. I should have watched this game. This looked like it was a really good game. But most people would have said it wasn't going to be a good game. It shouldn't have been a good game, but it was.
I told you it was going to be a good game all week. Why didn't you watch it?
I just didn't think it would be.
I sat through Vanderbilt, Alabama, because you said Vanderbilt was going to upset Alabama. And that was an awful game.
Oh my gosh. We should have known that. We should have known that. I should have known that. I shouldn't have even said that. I don't know why I did. but Vanderbilt playing so high then. But this is about the Steelers and the Ravens. The Ravens played great. I think they're still a good football team. But it's... The Steelers, I'm still concerned, because the Steelers, they don't play well on one side of the football almost every game. It seems like sometimes you'll have the defense where they're not playing as well one game, but and then the other games it's the offense. This game it was the defense that didn't play very well, and you can't tell me that the Ravens should have scored 38 points. That just doesn't happen. It's the Ravens.
Well, they did put up 40 points against the Lions last week. I think their offense, to the point.
It's coming into form.
It's coming into form, but you're certainly right. They really missed Ryan Shazier, and I apologize for the soft tone of voice to our listeners. This sultry baritone that you're getting in your ears right now. I have to be sort of quiet as it's nearly 11:30 at night here in Salt Lake City, Utah. So, Chris, I'll say this. Let's wrap this up with a final take on both of these teams, and we'll end rather quickly, and we will have another show on Wednesday, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably Wednesday. Wednesday probably a good day for it, based off of everything, I would think. But for me, it's both of these teams look like playoff teams now. But I'm concerned about the Ravens. Really, more concerned about the Ravens because I have that 6-game stretch back in my memory of how terrible they played. It sticks to the back of my mind. I cannot forget it. And maybe you can convince me out of it soon. Maybe not, but. And for the Steelers, I still stand by what I said all along. I want to see what happens come playoff time. Playoffs, for me, as long as the Steelers look like they're going to be the 1 or 2 seed, so from here on out, it's quite meaningless for me.
I agree with your Steelers take, the Ravens. I can't convince you right now. I need to see another week for myself, but that's what week 15 is for. I can't wait to see. Yes. The Ravens do have a very easy schedule down the stretch, so we're going to see what they're really made of. Maybe they'll blow out some teams and change their minds, but let's talk about this later. Anyways, for at Chris PSF, Christian Castain on Twitter. Actually, Chris, why don't you sign us out so I don't have to talk?
Well, you already kind of signed me off, so I'm going to sign you off. Of course, Eric's at Eric18Utah. You can find us on Twitter at the End Zone Pod. We're on all your mobile devices, Google Play, whatever, Apple, it doesn't matter. We're on it. Just search the End Zone Pod. And then, of course, we're doing a giveaway on our Twitter, so be sure to retweet the pinned tweet. It ends in like 15 days, so you have plenty of time to go ahead and go do it, even if you're late hearing this. And I think that's all. Thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you Wednesday, probably.
Yeah, peace out. Yep.